Peter Fisher loves to run. He loves it so much, in fact, that he has run over 100 marathons in his life, including several ultramarathons.
The first race I ever ran was the Beta Breakers, and it was, there were probably 70,000 people that ran in it, and I came in like 350th. Now that doesn't sound very good, but it was very thrilling for me to be able to be in that elite group. I ran Beta Breakers probably 25 times, maybe longer, maybe more. I mean, my best marathon was flat as a pancake, and it was running around in circles, and it was, I think, the San Mateo Marathon. And that I ran, and I don't know if I still have a shirt. I did get a trophy. Was 2 hours and 41 minutes. And I only did it once. And then my second best marathon was 2 hours and 46 minutes. And my third marathon, best marathon, was like 2:53 or something like that. I would run a marathon every week, is basically what I was doing for a while. I could run whenever I wanted to. For instance, when I was down in New Orleans, or I should say Baton Rouge, building ships. There was a billboard that said the Baton Rouge Marathon is tomorrow. And so I thought, I can do that. And so I don't know what my time was. I don't remember at all. But I can remember this, that I got out of the car, went to the starting line, and ran it, and felt like trash for the rest of the day. Partly because they had this big feed afterward. I don't know why they thought people could eat something after they got finished with a marathon. But we had jambalaya and all that kind of stuff. And you can guess where the jambalaya went after it went in my stomach. And I look at all of these things, and it's kind of fun to look at them because they all bring back memories, such as this one right here is the Christmas Relays, and it went from Santa Cruz to Half Moon Bay, which is about, I don't know, 30, 40 miles, I can't remember, but we had teams that ran it. And that was the first time I realized that I could be fairly fast, because I ran the first leg of it, and I averaged about 5 minutes and 5 seconds. I can't believe I've saved all this crap, and I do mean crap. I have a pair of orthotics that I thought would make me run faster. They didn't. But I've got a billion of these silly medals and ribbons and stuff like that that I can't even remember where they, you know, what they were all about. Oh, I still have my plane ticket to when I went to run my first Boston Marathon. Don't ask me why.
Although the 68-year-old now has some back and leg problems, Peter still goes for runs as frequently as possible. Signing off for Murphy News Service, I'm Katie Galloway.